We're back with John Depew, wildlife biologist for the DNR out of the Berga office. And John, thanks for giving us a little more time this hour.
Oh, absolutely. Enjoy doing it, Adam.
I know you've been busy checking deer, and you spent some time at Crystal Falls. You're headed back there this Friday. We talked about the age classes and how most of the deer that are getting checked in, even in your area, looks like they're trending upward of 2.5 and older instead of that 70% of our deer herd that is harvested typically is about 1.5 years. And we both agree that as season goes on, we'll probably see more of those 1.5 class bucks. But let's just talk about numbers overall. What are you seeing compared to other years?
Yeah, so, you know, through the fourth day, so through yesterday, since today is incomplete, just looking at some data, here in Berga, we are up about 13%. So in 2018, we had checked 63 deer by this point in the season. And so far, 2019, comparing the same, you know, 4 days into the season, we're 71. So we're up 13% from last year. Which is great. Yeah, we've been pretty darn busy. It's been steady, you know, steady checking deer. And you know, again, I guess the cool thing is you talk to hunters. Everyone's talked about other deer they've seen on camera, or they saw something bigger, or they saw more deer out in the woods. So there's still quite a few deer out there. I mean, the hunters are pretty happy because they're seeing more deer than what they harvested. So it's pretty cool. You know, we've had pretty good conditions. It was cold. We got some snow on the ground. But then season hit, it's not so cold, so you know people are out there freezing. So I think it's lined up to be an excellent deer season as far as conditions are concerned, and of course, probably one of the better deer herds we've had in the recent past anyway.
That's great news to hear about. In fact, you're kind of bucking the trend, I think, right now overall. I think the Western UP is higher than what we're seeing for numbers elsewhere.
Yeah, and my guess is, you know, as you know, you've probably heard before, it's really preliminary, you know, as 2 days on the weekend. Some folks didn't know we were open on the weekends, which we were. So I think as the season goes on and hunters start bringing in their deer for registration, my guess is, at least talking to other hunters and my counterparts in other places, is that I think things will level out. If you look compared to our records a few days ago, like on the second day, we were down. But it's tough to compare. My guess is, I'm not a genie, all right? I'm looking at a crystal ball, but my guess is we'll start to kind of level out and even out with similar numbers to last year.
All right, John, well, let's talk about some other news going on. You know, as a waterfowl hunter, I always like to pick your brain a little bit and see how this season went and if you got any news for us.
Yeah, so, yeah, the news is pretty exciting around here. You know, we've had this project, the Sturgeon River Sloughs Waterfowl Management Area, you know, close to 800 acres of impoundments that we manage specifically for waterfowl and aquatic mammals and such. So we started last year getting some major infrastructure improvements, the new pump system, dredging and working on the water supply ditches, changing some crocks and water distribution infrastructure. And so we've finally completed that just before deer season. So we have the ability, using electric pumps, to flood more efficiently our impoundments and have better access to water. And we have a new berm, so we have out there about 100 acres of fields that we plant to small grain and have for years, but we have not had the ability to flood those areas. We now have a berm and a water distribution to be able to flood those when we need to, but, you know, mostly in the fall, so we'll be able to plant the oats and Jack Millet and all that stuff that waterfowl like, and then in the fall be able to flood that. It's going to be, we're really excited to be able to do that. I'm super excited to be able to do that this coming fall. You know, it's kind of similar how these bigger waterfowl management areas work, where we get to put some small grain and flood those for, well, the local resident ducks, of course, and then migrants will be a hot spot. And in a couple of years, as they learn that this is like a great place to stop and get a great food source. So we're really excited about that. Yeah, it's a great partnership we have with Ducks Unlimited, and it's looking good out there.
John Depew, wildlife biologist for the DNR Berga office in the Western UP. I appreciate your time, John. Thank you.
Absolutely, anytime.
This is The Outdoor Show.